Without a doubt, one of the greatest men of our time is Sir Winston Churchill. His personality and his deeds have left an indelible mark on the world. Winston Churchill will go down in history as Britain's man of the hour, unconquerable, unlimited in his courage, at his best in a crisis. He's had a remarkable career as statesman, historian, soldier, war correspondent, and artist. Everything he undertook in his 86 years, he approached with vigor, courage, and imagination. His finest hours came during World War II, when as Prime Minister of Great Britain, he gave his country and the free world dynamic and unflagging leadership. Winston Churchill coined the phrase, the Iron Curtain. In a speech at Westminster College in Fulton, Missouri, in March 1946, he said, "An iron curtain has descended across the continent." Sir Winston is a little feebler than he was then, but still ruddy-cheeked, animated, a caricature of John Bull with the smile of a cherub. On his last visit to the United States, he visited one of his best friends, Bernard Baruch, in New York. I'll always remember what Mr. Baruch had to say about him. "I have never heard of Winston Churchill making an ignoble proposal. Sir Winston still loves life and lives it his own way. Time has not altered his personal habits. He enjoys big cigars and smokes many of them. He still likes brandy as a starter for the day, the way most people drink orange juice, and his day starts around noon because he likes to stay up late playing poker or talking. Part of Winston Churchill's greatness lies in his ability to express himself in simple, direct, colorful, memorable words. Most professional writers envy his gift for the unforgettable phrase. Consider his speech to the British nation when Hitler's Nazi legions were virtually on the doorstep of England. Winston Churchill told his people, 'I have nothing to offer you but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. If you ask for our policy, it is to wake tyranny. And if you ask for our aim, I can give it to you in one word, victory.'" As a young man, the same Winston Churchill flunked English.